Thank you. Now, I don't know what you normally do here, but do the children come up to the front for the children's talk? Yes, that's good. Up you come then. Now, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Oh, you better rub your eyes. I think you're still sleeping, are you? Get those eyes rubbed. You know, in our church, sometimes I get them to stretch up and stretch out and turn around and stretch their fingers and toes and everything else just to get them wakened up. So we'll try it one more time, will we? Will we try it one more time? Okay. Good morning, everyone. Well, that's a wee bit better, isn't it? Well, I haven't come on my own today. I've brought my wife, but I've also brought someone else with me. But you all need to close your eyes, because this person's very shy. Okay? Now, close your... No peeping now. I'm watching. Now, come on out. Oh, they'll not scare you. No. Oh, okay, you can open your eyes now. This is my wee friend, and he comes with me sometimes to church, don't you? Yeah? And you're very shy, aren't you? Yes. Oh, there's somebody who has blonde hair like you over there. Oh, there's a wee... Yeah, that's right. Well, this is my wee friend, and his name's called Charlie. Yes, and Charlie comes with me sometimes to church, and he comes to our children's meetings, and he comes to school, and he comes all over the place with me, because he likes to meet the boys and girls. And you want to know if they're good singers here? Are you good singers? No, some of you are and some of you are not. Well, we'll have to see in a wee minute, won't we? Yes. But, well, one day, Charlie and his friend Red, they were playing together. And, well, Red was in Charlie's house. And they were playing on the PlayStation. Hands up if you've got a PlayStation. Lots of you have. Right. Well, they were playing and they were on the Colin McRae Rally and they're all over the place. Anybody got the Colin McRae Rally? None of you? There's something to get for Christmas, okay? It's good fun because you can never keep the car on the road. Well, they were on the Colin McRae Rally. And Red looked over at Charlie and said, Charlie, what's that book lying there beside you? Charlie said, well, that's a very, very important book. That book has got lots and lots of different chapters in it. That book has got lots and lots of different books in it. There are 66 books inside that book. And he said, it's a very, very, very important book. It's the most important book that there is. And he began to tell, I'll put him down here. Now you sit there and be a good boy. He began to tell him all about this special book that he had. There are 66 books in it. There are two parts in this book. There's the old part and there's the new part. He said there are lots and lots of chapters in it, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of words. It's a very, very special book. Hands up if you know what book it is. Bible. It's the Bible, yes. It's God's Word, the Bible. And as Charlie went on to talk to Red, he said, you know, Red, there are some people who don't like this book, and this book is just a book that is empty to them. There's absolutely nothing in it for them. They won't even lift it. Many people don't even have it in their house. It's completely empty. They just don't want to know about it. They don't want to read it. They don't want to hear about it. It's completely empty. But then he said there are other people. And these people, they go to church and they read it sometimes. Maybe whenever things are going difficult for them or things are sad for them, they read it then. And well, these people, they know all the stories that's in this book. It's not an empty book to them. It's a book that's full just of stories. They have heard about Jesus dying on the cross. They have heard about how that he rose again on the third day. They have heard about how he's back in heaven today. They've heard all of these things and they know all of these things. But it's just a book full of stories. And then he went on to tell him something else. He said, you know, Red, one day I came to trust the Lord Jesus as my Savior. You see, I went along to church and I went along to Sunday school and I went along to children's meetings and there I heard all about the Lord Jesus. I heard how that he died for me. because of my... Why did the Lord Jesus die for us? You can tell me. Can you tell me? Yes, because of her sin. How the Lord Jesus died because of my sin, and how that I need to ask the Lord Jesus to come into my life and take away my sin if I want to be in heaven someday. And he said, you know, Red, that was the most important thing that I ever did, was ask Jesus into my heart, because I know for sure that whatever happens to me, or if Jesus comes back soon, that I'm going to live with him in heaven forever and ever and ever and ever. He was really excited, so he was. And he said, you know, that book that people think that there's nothing in, that book, he said, that book that was just stories to me before, that book has become real. It is so real to me, because now it's not just a book full of stories, but now it's a book that is real, because I've trusted the Lord Jesus as my Savior. So that's not just an empty book. Maybe for you today it's an empty book, is it? Maybe it's just a book that you never look at, or you never read, or it just sits in the cupboard or beside your bed and you never ever open it. Maybe that's the kind of book it is for you. Maybe for you today it's a book that is just full of stories. You've heard it at Sunday school, you hear it at church, and it's just full of stories. But I wonder today, boys and girls, have you ever asked them? Don't have to answer me. You answered in your head. Have you ever asked the Lord Jesus into your heart to take away your sin and be your Savior, that it's not empty to you? That it's not a book that's just full of stories, but it's a book that has become real. Is the Bible real to you today? We're going to sing a chorus, and I need somebody to help me hold it up. Who's tall? You're tall. You could help me, couldn't you? And would you like to help me as well? This is one of my favourite choruses, because I love the Flintstones. Hands up if you watch the Flintstones. Yes. Well, God's love is the best love. Some of you maybe sing it in your children's meetings, is that right? That the world has ever, ever seen. Higher than the heavens, even deeper than the deepest sea. Greater than the sun, the moon, the stars. Further than the earth, the planet Mars. God's love is the best love that the world will ever know. And then the next verse says, God's book is the best book that the world has ever, ever seen. Precious, the most precious that the world has ever, ever known. God's book is the Bible. Read it and you'll find God's grace is free. God's book is the best book that the world has ever, ever, has ever, ever, has ever, ever known.